This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. There's news today that hits close to home. The management of this radio station, WBUR, has announced that it has reached an agreement to acquire WMVY, an FM radio station in Tisbury, Massachusetts. If approved by the FCC, the purchase from Arutar Communications will allow WBUR to expand its reach to listeners on Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod, Nantucket, and the South Coast. The news caught most of us who work here by surprise. Joining us from Cape Cod is Charlie Kravitz. He's the general manager of WBUR, and good to have you on the program, Charlie.
Hi, Anthony. Nice to be here.
So tell us what you can. How long has this deal been in the works, and what does WBUR hope to get out of it?
Well, we've been working on this for about 6 months now, and WBUR has wanted to have a strong signal on the Cape and Islands and the South Coast of Massachusetts for many, many years, really decades of efforts, none of them successful up until now, to find a great broadcast signal so that we can reach this important part of Massachusetts.
And Charlie, what can you tell us about the terms of the deal with Arutar Communications? For instance, how much will this cost the station? What can you tell us about that?
Well, we're not purchasing an ongoing radio station. WMVY is actually an ongoing radio station, and they're going to try and turn themselves into a not-for-profit, non-commercial streaming internet radio station. We're purchasing 92.7 FM, which is a frequency at Tisbury on Martha's Vineyard. And we're not going to talk about how much it costs, but I can tell you the WBUR was able to pay for it with its money and its reserves. Its WBUR is healthy and has the resources to do this. And we know that one of the things our supporters and listeners want is to make sure that we reach all the places that are in our service area and that we provide the kind of high-quality journalism and informational programming that we've been known for years to as many people as possible in eastern Massachusetts.
Of course, WGBH, the other NPR station in Boston, has been present in the Cape and Islands market for some time with their station WCAI. Does this represent an intensifying of that competition with WGBH for listeners and listener dollars?
Well, you know, WCAI is a wonderful station. It operates out of Woods Hole. And it does a great job of covering the local area there. And we think that there's room for them to continue doing that great job and for us to come in and bring our signature programs that are not at the moment available in this area, On Point, Here and Now, Only a Game, even Radio Boston, all the journalists that we have in our newsroom, all the coverage of Massachusetts and Greater Boston, and now the Cape and Islands in the South Coast. We're providing different services, and I think that the people of this region will embrace both these stations.
Now, Charlie, if approved, this would represent the most significant effort to expand since the purchase of WRNI in Providence several years ago. As you know, that didn't end up working out financially for the station, and WBUR ended up letting it go. Are you confident this deal will work out differently?
Well, I'm very confident. Among other things, there's really hardly any parallels between this purchase and WRNI. WRNI was going into another state, setting up an entirely separate radio station with its own personnel and its own cost centers, and it was a noble effort, and it didn't work out financially for WBUR. This is very much a simpler transaction. We're purchasing a frequency so that we can extend our one existing signal, which is the WBUR signal, to areas of eastern Massachusetts that don't get us now. The costs to run this will be very minimal, but we will be looking at how we can increase our coverage of this area through our journalists in our BUR newsroom and through journalists who live in the areas that we're now going to be serving.
Now, as we mentioned, this will require FCC approval. So when can we expect it to become a reality? What are you hoping for?
From what we understand, it will take between 90 and 120 days. Maybe, if we're lucky, it could be a little bit sooner than that. So we hope that it will happen sometime in the first quarter of 2013.
Well, Charlie, thanks so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Anthony. Take care.
That's Charlie Kravitz, general manager of WBUR, talking about the station's acquisition of WMVY. Well, WBUR's potential gain is a potential loss for at least some listeners to WMVY on the Cape and Islands. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has been gauging some of the reaction to this announcement, and he joins us now. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Anthony.
So let's talk a little bit about what listeners, both WBUR listeners and WMVY listeners, are saying. What are you hearing?
Well, the strongest reaction so far has been kind of a gut reaction from MVY listeners. They're not necessarily huge in number, but they have a really strong affinity for that station, a special kind of passion for it, because it's an island station. It gets its population. It does ferry schedule reports. It does fishing news, along with the eclectic music mix that it plays.
It's basically an adult contemporary music station, right?
I would say more alternative than that. They play things like Counting Crows and Peter Gabriel, and not necessarily the big pop hits. They have a big Grateful Dead show, and some people even think of it as a college music station, although it isn't. And I spoke to one of the listeners who loves the station, and that's Sam Schaefer. I caught him on the train. He actually just spent Thanksgiving at his mother's house on the Vineyard, and he says it does hold that special place in his heart. Here's what he had to say.
When I get down towards the Cape and the Islands, when I can finally get WMVY on 92.7, that's usually where the radio dial stays. It always reminds me of growing up and always makes me feel like I'm on vacation and I'm away from everything else that goes on in the world.
Now, there's some irony here because he's also a WBUR listener and donor, and he says he's kind of disappointed that some of the money that he gave to WBUR may end up killing this other station that he loves. But he loves both independent radio stations.
Now, when we say killing the station, WMVY, is making a commitment to go on existing as an internet station, correct?
Yeah, that's a really key point, because what WBUR is buying is not the station per se. What it's buying is the FM transmitter, the signal. The station and staff are going to continue on their They're becoming part of a nonprofit entity, Friends of MVY Radio. And if it sounds like public broadcasting, it is a page from that playbook. They're a commercial radio station currently. They're trying to become a fully non-commercial station, even if it's going to be internet only for now.
And what about the employees and management at WMVY? How are they taking the news? What did you hear?
Well, they're taking it surprisingly well, and they're actually sort of encouraged about the whole thing. And here's why. I mean, I spoke with MVY program director PJ Finn, and he says, you know, their online audience is actually way bigger than their terrestrial audience. And so they know that that's kind of the future. They feel like they have a broader reach that they want to take advantage of. And right now they've been losing money. Here's WMVY program director PJ Finn.
You know, certainly we could have gone down a road where MVY simply goes away, but the sale of the signal gives us an opportunity to transition to something we've been talking about for a long time, which is to become a fully nonprofit entity.
And the reason that's important is that right now it's been really hard for them to raise money from big donors on the island, because they're like, how do I know it's not just going into the pocketbook of the commercial owner of the station? By becoming a non-commercial station, this nonprofit entity, they're actually able to sort of go down that nonprofit route much stronger than they have been able to do so before. And that's why they feel like they have a chance.
And Kurt, what do you think? Can WMVY survive as an internet-only radio station?
Well, they do have this really unique advantage that they have so many listeners that listen to them online from other parts of the country. People who've come through the island, through Martha's Vineyard in the summer, fall in love with the station, and continue to listen to it in Los Angeles, in New York, in Europe. And that's sort of what they want to tap into. They're trying to raise $600,000 over the next 2 months to continue streaming online. Their first pledge did come in 1 minute after they made the announcement this morning. And a little while ago, around midday, they said that they'd received $20,000 in pledges so far.
All right. WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, happy to.
And stay with us. Up next, how Massachusetts is confronting a national health care crisis, trying to prevent deaths due to opioid drug overdoses. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.